So just, you know, how are you guys handling this situation with the mayor and everything? You know?
We're trying to move on. You know, the focus is right now with training camp starting, just getting ready, coming back to play football. And, you know, we'll have the same goals we always have as a team, you know, to get better throughout training camp and be able to compete and win games throughout the season.
How do you go about focusing when you have, you know, off-the-field distractions like this?
I think that's up to, you know, our captains, our leaders, and different guys on this team to make sure the team stays focused. You know, something will be a distraction if we let it, and we just got to keep pressing forward and focus on the things that we need to focus on to be a good team this year. And I think it starts now, you know, starting, getting off to a good start and going out there and practicing hard.
As a team captain, have you talked to you guys about that, or did you have some of the same concerns that Matt Light did about Aaron Hernandez? You know, did you talk to your guys at all?
Well,
team captain?
No, I mean, we're just going to go playing football, and that's all, you know, I've talked to the guys about, just playing football and taking this opportunity, especially, you know, young guys coming into their first training camp, telling them, you know, what to expect, kind of, and just taking advantage of all opportunities to come out here and play.
Are you or any of the guys worried about being called the grand jury or anything like that?
We really can't talk about that, you know, with the ongoing investigation, so we can't even comment on that.
Can you talk about just what it was like for you guys seeing this thing unfold this summer?
I think, like everyone else, you know, just shocked, everything that happened. You know, it's a very sad story. You know, a man lost his life. You know, when you deal with anything like that, it's bigger than, you know, football, bigger than any of us. And obviously thoughts and prayers out to the family and everyone involved in the situation. So I think everyone, when you turn on the TV and you heard that news, you're all shocked and saddened by it. And, you know,
personally, did anyone?
No, I mean, again, can't comment on any of that stuff.
Can you comment on how much did you know about Aaron off the field? You know, like, I mean, do you guys?
I just think it's easier, you know, at this point, just not to, you know, go into detail and comment about any of that.
Sure. Now, do you feel more pressure now, like, you know, year two as a captain on this team, to kind of undertake some of that leadership and, you know, really kind of like exert that down onto some of the other guys?
Definitely, you know, just to be a guy that's played a lot of football games now and seen different things and experienced things, this, I think it's very important that I pass it down to the younger players. You know, we have some good young players that will need guidance, and I think, you know, defensively, we have a good core group, you know, especially with a guy like Adrian Wilson, his experience being able to come over, and also in our secondary with Steve, another older guy that can really reflect and give knowledge to younger players and help them. So I'm going to take my role and definitely try to expand it and get as many guys as I can to be on board and understand how we do things and play football.
How are you feeling, and how excited are you to get back out there after not being able to participate in the spring?
Oh, I'm super excited. Having to watch all the spring practices and be here and, you know, not be able to participate, just sit in meetings and just watch, it's very disappointing at times and frustrating at times, but it feels good now that, you know, I'm able to be back out there on the field and playing, and it'll be great to be back out there with all the guys, so I'm just excited right now.
Is the shoulder at 100%?
It's still a day by day. You know, anytime you come off any type of surgery, it's hard just to jump back and be 100%. So I'm just doing what I have to do as far as rehab and different things like that, what the training staff says. But I'm just happy right now that I can be back on the field and it's functional enough to be out there.
As a defensive captain, do you guys feel any pressure with everything that's gone on with the offense this offseason, losing players to various different reasons? Is there pressure that, you know, we might have to step our game up and carry a little more weight this year?
I don't think so. I mean, I know, you know, our coaching staff and our personnel people, they do a great job, and you know, I think everyone has a bunch of concerns and worries, but we feel like this is what training camp's for, you know, offense, defense, special teams, us as a team, to kind of find out who we are and start to develop those characteristics that are going to make us a good football team. So I think on a whole, we're all going to be working this whole training camp to be better units and to complete our team out for this year.
A lot of fans and media are wondering what's the offense going to look like, because a lot of the constants are sort of gone. Are you, as a guy that covers those guys every day, wondering what Brady and Josh McDaniels are going to throw at you in these practices?
No, I know from being here, they're always prepared. It's always been a great offense since I've been here, and I expect it to be the same. And the great thing about training camp is we get a chance to go against them, and we all get a chance to develop right now. So we'll get better and keep working at it.
Devin, where were you when you got the news about Aaron, that he was linked to the murder? How'd you find out? And just
What was your process of checking in with fellow teammates? And your thoughts just when you found out?
I at this point, I just think it's easier, you know, not to get into, you know, the details of all that. But like I said earlier, when we found out the news, just shocked, a little saddened, you know, to see everything that had transpired, you know, with a guy losing his life. It's just saddening. And, you know, I think just as you probably felt when you saw that, just really shocked.
So you were like, it's hard to believe this is happening to us, to our team. Did you follow the coverage on TV?
Just shocked, you know, just shocked.
Did you watch it on TV?
I just don't want to get into, you know, a lot of details of any specifics. I just think it's easier with the ongoing investigation and all that, just not to get into it.
Did you anticipate that the media would ask, like, a lot of questions about it?
Oh, definitely. I definitely understand. It's a huge news story, and I hope you understand, too. It's just easier at this time not to get too detailed into it and too specific at this time.
Devin, you guys have, you know, 50, 60 good guys who do the right thing. One didn't. Are you afraid that, you know, the whole group can get branded, although it is just one guy in this day and age and with the media coverage that it's going to get?
I think for us it's important, you know, all the guys we have here to keep doing the right things, keep doing what this team totally believes in, that's winning games and doing great things in the community. And like you said, we have a large group of guys that do that now and that have done that in the history of this organization. And I feel fortunate enough to be a part of it. And I've learned from former players, guys that have played here that I've gotten a chance to meet on, you know, how to do things here and what's expected. And you know, my role as the captain on this team is to keep that going and keep showing the younger guys how we do things and getting it done. So that's what I'll do.
Once upon a time, you might have been annoyed when somebody asked you about playing safety or corner or giving up a touchdown. But does this sort of give a new perspective and make those questions seem a little more palatable, I guess?
I mean,
football is football.
Yeah, like you said, this is football. So, I mean, to be asked any question about football, I think, is a privilege and it's a great opportunity that I have. And I don't take that for granted. And I'm just happy to be out here and be able to play football.
I would imagine training camp, after all that's going on, you're looking forward to it this year.
Yeah, I mean, this time of year, you always look forward to getting back out here. It's a start of a new season. I think every player knows all your goals and different aspirations you have for the season starts now. So we understand the work we have to put in right now if we want to win games throughout the season and be where we want to be at the end of the season.
That's what I meant was you won't be asked about this anymore. That's a relief.
Yeah, I mean, it's always good to be able to get back to football.
Is that what the coaches said to you guys? Talk about it today, and then from this point on, just don't talk about it anymore?
No, I mean, we're focused on playing football. That's why we're here. That's why we're at training camp. And I think that's the goal year in and year out, come back and be ready to go to play football.
But is that the organization's goal, that you won't have to talk about the Hernandez situation after today?
We know it's a huge story. It's not something we can run from, so we're answering questions the best way we can.
Have you talked to Alfonso at all since he's been back?
Yeah, I talked to him.
And as like a leader, just in terms of like what happened off the field, have you had a conversation with him about that at all?
No, I mean, like I said, same thing. You know, just don't want to get into details with that. Just, you know, happy he's back here. He's ready to go for training camp, and we'll get back to playing football.
Devin, I apologize if someone's asked you about this before, but what kind of impact can you guys have as captain with the rest of the team through a
I think it's, you know, it's up to us to be leaders right now, to, you know, go out, lead the team, and the best way we can do that is going out by showing them, doing things the right way, and showing the younger guys what to do, what not to do, and that's what we'll do, continue to be leaders of this team and show guys how it's supposed to be done.
Vince used the phrase, and I know you guys have talked about it before, ignore the noise. This must be that kind of, you know, an opportunity to do something like that.
Exactly. I think Coach Belichick talks about it all the time, you know, no matter how it is, if it's, you know, people telling us how great we are as it goes on in this building and how we can get better.
Put you guys all together and say, after the Hernandez thing, this is how we're going to move forward together as a team. And I know every year, like, expectations are laid out. And you're a veteran now, so you understand the role on and off the field. But was there a meeting this week or in the past?
Well, we just got back today, so.
You said you like football questions. Are you a full-time safety now?
You know, positions always can change. Coach Belichick does a great job, whether it's game planning for certain teams and having a bunch of different things we can do. So my availability is to wherever he puts me in any position. I can just learn defense, and then it doesn't matter where I'm at. I'll know it.
What kind of an impact has Adrian Wilson made?
Won a lot of games. He's been awarded a bunch of different things throughout his career, and I think what he's done speaks for itself, and to have his kind of leadership and then, most importantly, his play on the field, I think we'll benefit from that tremendously.
Case is it? I can't believe a guy like that has the world in his palm, basically, in his own way. And you've seen other guys do it in different ways. As a teammate, how do you deal with that? Did you, like, just shake your head, or...?
Like I said earlier, just shocked about all the news. To go into detail, I think right now at the time, I don't think it's really necessary. You know, with the investigation and everything going on, I think it's easier not to go into great detail of it, but just totally shocked, you know. You're saddened by all the news and everything you hear, but I think most of it, you're just shocked.
Devin, wrap up. Learning, you've done a lot of kick returning, but Leon Washington experience. Things for him? Have you talked to him about how he's successful at things he does? Or?
Yeah, whenever you have someone that's been able to do something for a long time, I think the biggest thing is asking some questions, but the biggest thing is watching him, being able to watch what he does when he has a ball back there and just ask him, like, what'd you see there? I think those are the key things that, you know, of course I'm not going to be able to be him, but if I could just the things that he sees and the things that he's done.
With the uncertainty on offense, do you see you guys playing a major role this season, like to get off, you know, get off to a good start?
I think every year we see a major role. I don't think we come into any season saying, you know, hopefully the offense wins every game for us and we just get by. So same attitude, we always come in, you know, try to get better and most importantly, try to stop teams from scoring points.
Thanks. All right, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks. 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 Thanks.